I'm sure you never expected that the second leading leader in interceptions would be one of your guys. Can you just talk about what it's been like to watch Vince continue to not only do his job every day, but then also read offenses and make the kind of plays he made like he did on Sunday?
Vince is just a great football player, and for these things to happen for him, I don't really want to speak too much on it because I don't want to jinx him. But it's not really a shocker. But I am happy for him because it so happened that he was teasing me. He was getting on me a little bit in front of the fellas earlier this year during training camp about how I stole his interception away from him a few years ago. Jarvis Green got a sack and the ball goes up in the air, and Vince had a interception in the record books, but you know, reviewing the play, it was ruled a sack, caused fumble, so Vince didn't get his interception. So I guess he's rubbing it in my face now. Now he has two.
You worried you're gonna lose the defensive side of the ball?
No way.
Pepper, what have you thought of the through four games with running a lot of four man fronts? What have you thought of the play of the line in general? Has it been what you had hoped thus far?
Yes, and some. We're getting a lot of good plays and a lot of productive plays from some guys that playing some techniques and doing some things that they're not normally used to doing or accustomed to doing. It's kind of hard teaching some old dogs new tricks, but we have some guys that buying into the system and working at it, working hard to try to do some of the things that, we ask them to do.
What about Sean Ellis in particular? How have you liked what he's done so far?
Sean is a trooper. I mean, he is a guy that right when you think right when I want to scream at him for a play, he comes back and he turns around and he makes a good play. So and I know he's one of those guys that I'm kind of talking about that he's working at trying to do some of the things that we ask him to do, a lot of the things that we ask him. It's kind of different from his play in the past, but he's been improving.
Pepper, how frustrating is it for you not being able to kind of dial in Albert Haynesworth the past few weeks, and how frustrated do you think he is not being able to play?
Well, I can't speak for Albert, but myself, Coach Belichick would punch me in the face if I got frustrated because I didn't have a particular player. So my job is not to count on one person or something like that. My job is to coach whoever is out there on the field. Till Albert is out there on the field, this is who I have the play with, and so we have to try to win ball games without him.
Do you think we may see him this week?
I really don't know. I think that's a good question for Coach Belichick, because I've been too busy watching film, watching the Jets.
Pepper, you make a reference to teaching old dogs new tricks. How challenging or what's this experience been like for you to work with so many guys who were in different systems before and to get them all on the same page? What's that experience been like for you?
It's been very, very, very challenging, and it's I welcome it. I like the task of doing different things and trying different things, and I don't try to force the guys to doing things one way. I understand the ball players, having played myself, and understand some of the things that. That they're going through. So I try my best to try to relate and get to know the person and fill them out on what will work for them, what type of player they are, and work to their strengths. So it's been challenging, but it's also been rewarding.
On kind of a random topic, if Jerod Mayo is out a couple of weeks, which it seems like he may be, is there anything that your guys, your defensive front can do to help kind of make up for the loss make up for the loss, I guess?
Well, I like to look at all of us as, you know, one unit, as a group, and losing such a leader like Mayo, with my past experience, normally guys put a little extra on their plate, put a little extra on their shoulders, and everybody has to take a piece of Mayo out on the field and try to perform and take some of his responsibilities, and not just try to put it into one person, but everybody just go out there and play for Jerod until we get him back on the field.
Pepper, is this we talked in the years before our previous season about pass rush and getting to the quarterback. And this season we talked about it as well. Are you satisfied with what you guys have been able to do in that respect? Would you like to see more of that? Discuss that situation.
I'm a little more than satisfied. I'm quite sure that, you know, the question is spawned from stats and not really detail of watching the game. I'm watching our guys do what we are asking them to do. And we are actually hitting the quarterback a couple of times a little late, but we're actually hitting the quarterback. We're just not coming up with the sacks. Can we get there sooner? I don't know, you know, to come up with the sack, but I think, I'm not much of a stat person. I just know how we have been affecting some throws, and we've been getting as much pressure as we possibly can from the situations that we are in.
We'll take a final question for Pepper.
Pepper, as your guys get more and more acclimated to these new schemes, what else can you? What will that allow you to do? I mean, has it been fairly basic now compared to what it may be down the road in the season as far as the different kind of things you can do up front?
Well, I think the more they get acclimated, the more comfortable they will play. The more comfortable they're playing, the more confident you start seeing guys playing a lot more aggressively. They can, we have a lot of playmakers. We have some guys that can make some plays, so you would see a little more of that when guys, become more accustomed to what we're doing and what we're asking them to do. So, no, I'm not going to pile more on their plate. I'm just we just want them to do it more aggressively, more often, with a lot more consistency.